This morning, we're going to talk about four powerful words that happen to be one-syllable words. You know, Paul was one of the greatest to serve who said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ," 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1. His greatness is seen in these four powerful words, which is the title of the lesson. We should mark our own spiritual progress by use of them. "I ought" demonstrates responsibility. Paul said, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me," Paul said, "that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak," reads Ephesians 6, verses 19 and 20. "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness," 2 Peter 3 and verse 11. The Greek word "ought" is beautiful and strong, more than just what we should do, but what we are morally indebted to do. Many statements show we have a burden of debt to learn and pray fervently. In Luke 18 and verse 1, Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. We have a burden of debt to support the weak. The Bible says ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive, Acts 20 and verse 35. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves, reads Romans 15 and verse 1, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, Hebrews 10 and verse 24. We have a burden of debt to love our own God-approved mate. The Bible says men ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church, Ephesians 5, 28 and 29. The aged women are to teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient, or being subject to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed, Titus 2, verses 4 and 5. We have a burden of debt to love and obey God. The apostle said we ought to obey God rather than men, Acts 5 and verse 29. Jesus became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, Hebrews 5 and verse 9. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that as ye have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it, 2 John in verse 6. We have a burden of debt to know more. The Bible says, if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know, 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 2. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip, reads Hebrews 2 and verse 1. We have a burden of debt to influence others. Philip simply said, "Understandest what thou readest," in Acts 8 and verse 30. Paul said to Timothy, "The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also," 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2. "But some need to be careful, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Read Hebrews 5 and verse 12. We have a burden of debt to conform to Christ's teaching. He that saith that he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. 1 John 2 and verse 6. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14 and verse 15. Sometimes we become insensitive to the burdens of debt we have. Words can be easy to say, but it's not so easy to say, I can, which demonstrates ability. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4 and verse 13. God's giants have always said, with his help, I can. Caleb said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Numbers 13 and verse 30. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Numbers 13 and verse 31. Only two faithful men are remembered of having the attitude of, with God's help we can. Only Caleb and Joshua were allowed to enter into the promised land. Reads Numbers 32, verses 11 and 12. We are called to action to knock the T out of can't and realize without doubt, with God's help, we can. We can apply the context of all things. Paul said, my God shall supply all your need. That's in the affirmative. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4 and verse 19. We can overcome temptation. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Read Hebrews 4, verses 15 through 16. We can be more thankful for the great bounty. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, reads Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, reads Ephesians 5 and verse 20. We can work in the day of opportunity. Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work, John 9 and verse 4. But this I say, brethren, the time is short, reads 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 29. We can stand for the truth. Let your conversation, that is your manner of living, be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs. That you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Reads Philippians 1 and verse 27. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 13. We can pray every day for the saints and God's kingdom, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Ephesians 6 and verse 18. We can be saved eternally. First century disciples were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? Matthew 19:25. We therefore should keep ourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Jude 21. In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Romans 8:37. The choice is ours. It is not made for us. Take hold of God's promises. Attract others to Him and His blessings. Say and practice, I can, which is more difficult to say. Still harder to say, I will, which demonstrates determination. Paul said, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. 2 Corinthians 12:15. Of all creation, we are the only ones who can weigh alternatives and determine to do right. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. John 7:17. For if there be a first, a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. 2 Corinthians 8:12. If we'll be followers of Christ as Paul was, we'll live our lives with the attitude of, I will depend on God always. The Hebrew writer said, I will put my trust in Him. Hebrews 2:13. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. If we'll be followers of Christ as Paul was, we'll live our lives with the attitude of, I will follow Christ. Anywhere with Jesus I can, where He leads me, I will follow. The famous song. Matthew 8:19 says, a certain scribe came and said unto Jesus, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Simon Peter said unto Jesus, at thy word I will. Luke 5:5. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Reads Luke 9:23. If we'll be followers of Christ as Paul was, we'll live our lives with the attitude of, I will redeem my time. Seeing then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, or making the most of your time, because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:15-16. If we'll be followers of Christ as Paul was, we'll live our lives with the attitude of, I will be ready. Paul said, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. Romans 1:14. For I'm ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts 21:13. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. If we'll be followers of Christ as Paul was, we'll live our lives with the attitude of, I will partake a spiritual life now and forever. The spirit of the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. If we'll be followers of Christ as Paul was, we'll live our lives with the attitude of, I will come back if erring. The prodigal son said, I will arise and go to my father. And will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. Luke 15, verses 18 through 20. If we'll be followers of Christ as Paul was, we'll live our lives with the attitude of, I will always abound in the work of the Lord. Because Jesus gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Reads Titus 2 and verse 14. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2 and verse 10. The diary of 18th century preacher Jonathan Edwards states, resolve first that every man should do right whatever it costs. Resolve secondly, whether any man does right or not, I will, so help me God. If we say I ought, I can, I will, eventually we'll be able to say I have, which demonstrates accomplishment. Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ, Paul said in Romans 15, 19. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8. Some make excuses and say no one else has, and make themselves equally worthless. We need to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves, James 1 and verse 22. Our accomplishment should include, I have fled for refuge. God is willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Read Hebrews 6, 17 and 18. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3, 27. Our accomplishments should include, I have crucified the flesh. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts, Galatians 5 and verse 24. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2 and verse 20. If we have found refuge in the God of heaven, and if we have crucified the flesh, our accomplishments will include, I have blessed peace. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5 and verse 1. God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6, 17 and 18. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, reads 1 Peter 1 and verse 22. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1 and verse 7. Whosoever transgresseth or sins and abideth not in the doctrine or teaching of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. 2 John in verse 9. What success we can have. We can have and enjoy the final triumph of full eternal reward. Paul said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 8. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, that is, if we die in the flesh, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. 2 Corinthians 5:1. Blessed are they that do his commandments or his word, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelations 22 and verse 14. In conclusion, at the end of life, if we could look back, would we be spiritually satisfied with no eternal regret? God says we can be, but we must choose to do so. We ought to obey and serve. We can, but will we? So we can have eternal life. Begin now and make these four words a part of your life. The Lord invites you. We await to assist you. Please come now while together.
Shall we gather at the river where
shining river, lay we.